Star Report with Sasha Star.
South Africans are so excited right now. Now, I think this is a hysterical reason to be excited, but you know, Brooke Logan is in the country.
Really?
Bold and the Beautiful.
Is she from the Bold and the Beautiful? Is she from Days of Our Lives?
From the Bold and the Beautiful. She was the one that was in love with Ridge and stole Ridge away from Taylor.
Ridge and Whip and all of the, isn't there a whip?
Thorn.
Whip. Things that hurt you.
Whip. Chip. All these American names.
Oh, sorry, that's new.
I mean, honestly, you name people after inanimate objects in America on the soap operas. Anyway, but she is in South Africa, Catherine Kelly Lang, and you can actually meet her if you want to.
Really?
She's going to be in Menlyn Mall on the 5th of September, and then Maponya Mall, also on the 5th of September in the afternoon. So, yeah, you can go and I don't know, what do you just hug her?
What would you ask her?
Yes, and why is she here?
I want to ask her why the characters are so beautiful when there's so much incest.
Okay. Yeah, like where are those birth defects?
Exactly, right? Everyone's having the children genetic. With their uncle. I don't know.
She hasn't got such a great history.
No.
No.
I think she's married each of her ex-husbands like four or five times. And then wasn't there one time when she was dating her ex-father-in-law? They
she's
married
incestual.
Him and she like had a kid with him. Okay.
The last time I checked, she even dated the daughter's husband or ex-husband or something.
You see, it's terrible. But she is in South Africa and she's been dancing with South Africans. Mm-hmm. So go and check her out on Instagram, Catherine Kelly Lang. Welcome to South Africa. Also, sticking with South Africa, I'm excited about this because Netflix is getting cheaper. So I have a Netflix account, and for the basic package, it is $8. So it comes to about 115 rand, give or take a few cents. So they are now dropping that down to 99 rand. The standard plan will be 139 rand and the premium plan will be 169 rand.
What's the difference between the two?
I don't know. I think it depends if you have faster internet. Because then, and also you can share with different users. So with the basic, only one user can watch at a time. And then you can, you know, watch on different devices. So your whole family can get a premium plan and watch together.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That was the tech report from Sasha Star.
Yeah. And finally, I'll tell you very quickly that we kind of know what's going to happen to Roseanne when The Conners, the spin-off of her show, comes on air. And that is, she is going to die. So apparently, John Goodman, who plays her husband Dan, has said that his character will be mopey and sad because his wife has died. I don't think the producers will be too sad. But he did say in her defense that she is definitely not a racist.
No, we know. It was because of the medication she was taking that made her racist. So what was that medication again?
I don't know. Maybe they sell it in Greece.
He said, I was surprised at the response. I know for a fact that she's not a racist. And she has now said, I thank John Goodman for speaking truth about me, despite facing certain peril from producers and network.
So you know what's interesting is that the medication that she's, if you remember the medication that she, that Roseanne was taking when she sent out these racist tweets, can you just share it with me on 34519 or 061-895-1019?
Just to clarify, you want to share the name, not the actual drug.
Yes, yes. Share the name. I just can't remember what it is. But Elon Musk is also taking that. And he's saying that he takes it with alcohol, and that's why he's been sending out these really funky tweets.
You know, Adele has three people who have to oversee her tweets before it will reach the public. Because she used to tweet whilst drunk.
Which were a lot more fun to read and worth following.
Yeah.
Yeah, but probably not that great for him.
Okay, but again, it's kind of...
Yeah, it might be a bit boring, but it makes a hell of a lot of sense. And if Roseanne had done that, well, maybe she'd still be in a show.
True point.
How many people do you think oversees Donald Trump's tweets?
Not a single person, mate.
Maybe that's why he does it in the bathroom.
Oh, Kafifi. Did we ever find out what Kafifi was?
I think you tried to write conference or something.
Kafifi.
Yes. Blame autocorrect.
Very good. Let's get some news. Thank you so much, Sash.
You're welcome.
Let's get some news headlines from you, and then we're going to speak to Louis Karpus. No, we're not going to speak to Louis Karpus, apparently. Apparently, there's nothing worth reporting in the sport. Is that correct, Mandy? That's what she just said. Look at her. Don't blush now.